in the limelight.
With the hackneyed excuse of protecting allies, the Yemeni crisis will continue forth, fueled in large part by American sanctions, American intelligence, and American weapons. It won't be the end of American hegemony, that's for sure. For a long time moving forward, Yemen will have to bear the cross of the war hawk's sins, and Biden, let the record show, is himself hardly a penitent, says James Kettler Ryder in an article published under the heading, Biden is still a hawk on Yemen. Stay tuned for more. Joe Biden has never been anti-war. From Syria to Iraq to Yugoslavia, he's proudly displayed a high-stakes bellicosity that's cost millions of American and foreign lives. That's why many were shocked when he began pushing to end U.S. support for the war in Yemen on the campaign trail in 2019. More surprising still is the fact that he is already taking action on the topic as president. In his first foreign policy address, barely 2 weeks into his presidency, Biden announced that the U.S. would be withdrawing its support from the conflict. But did he mean it? The Saudi-led war against the Yemenis is estimated to have caused more than 230,000 deaths, more than half of which can be attributed to the war's indirect effects, like the scarcity of food and medical supplies. Since the conflict began in 2015, the U.S. has sold the Saudi government hundreds of billions of dollars worth of ammunition, weapons, missiles, and vehicles, in addition to providing intelligence, training, equipment maintenance, and military refueling. The U.S. is thus in large part culpable for much of the war's death and destruction. In his address, Biden offered sympathies for the plight of the Yemeni people, calling it a humanitarian and a strategic catastrophe, and unendurable devastation. But those are nothing more than crocodile tears. In reality, he remains as hawkish as ever. The media has grossly oversold his stance. After all, he never said he was withdrawing all support from the Saudi-led coalition. As he declared in his February 4th address, we are ending all American support for offensive operations in the war in Yemen, including relevant arms sales, unquote. Though this may at first perhaps be a heart-rending proclamation, many skeptics are unsure of what Biden actually had in mind when he said offensive operations. Ambiguity is a chief tool of deception in political theater, so there is serious cause for concern that America's withdrawal may be more of a facade than a concrete policy reversal. In an article for South Front, foreign policy analyst Dr. Leon Tressel expressed his worries. Biden has not specified whether U.S. support for Saudi offensive operations includes the continued supply of American surveillance, such as satellite imagery or other intelligence. He said nothing about a U.S. taking action to end the air, land, and sea blockade of Yemen by Saudi Arabia and its allies that is responsible for mass hunger and malnutrition. 80% of the 30 million people in Yemen are on the verge of famine. According to the World Food Program, over 400,000 children under the age of 5 are in danger of dying from acute malnutrition in Yemen this year. To find out what Biden actually meant by offensive operations, we will have to simply wait and see. Hopefully, there will at least be an overall reduction in arms sales to the Saudi-led coalition. But other than that, there is a reason to think the verdict won't be good, for Dr. Trussell's worries are already ringing true. By the admission of General Kenneth McKenzie, Jr., the current head of the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, the U.S. will indeed continue to provide sensitive and intelligence to the Saudis, at least in some capacity. Probably that means sharing info about the whereabouts of fighters and warning about oncoming attacks. But just how much info does the U.S. consider the Saudis privy to? That's anyone else's guess. But that's not the only non-offensive tactic Biden intends to continue. Despite rolling back some sanctions imposed late in the Trump era, Biden's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, signaled plans last month to foist new rounds of sanctions on members of Ansarullah resistance movement. New sanctions would thus be nothing less than a continuation of U.S. involvement in the war, and the Biden administration would be responsible for the resulting suffering. When Biden announced the end of American support for its operations in Yemen, he made sure not to cut ties with the Saudis and, in fact, left the door wide open for continued intervention. Saudi Arabia faces missile attacks, UAV strikes, and other threats in multiple countries, he said. We're going to continue to support and help Saudi Arabia defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity and its people, he continued. That is to say, while Biden refused to aid the Saudi regime in its military engagements, he doubled down on providing it assistance. In mid-February, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin discussed America's continued commitment to the 7-year U.S.-Saudi security partnership over the phone with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Austin added, "I'm looking forward to working together to achieve regional security and stability." It's not really clear what exactly America's role will be moving forward, but certainly the war party appears willing to defend the oil-rich kingdom. Almost certainly, at least, Biden's commitment to defending Saudi Arabia will mean continuing to sell its government weapons, like anti-ballistic missile systems. Even if used in an exclusively defensive manner, weapons like these help the Saudis solidify their hegemonic control in the region and thus indirectly aid them in their engagements. At the same time, Al-Qaeda also controls a sizable portion of Yemen and will continue to be the target of American drone strikes, despite the high body counts of civilian non-combatants. Pacific rhetoric means nothing if the U.S. remains complicit in Yemeni suffering. So why is Biden playing pretend about withdrawing? There are probably a number of factors involved, like perhaps trying to convince the growing body of non-interventionists that his administration is more anti-war than Trump's. Offering administration-affiliated arms manufacturers like Raytheon the opportunity to switch to other lines of war production. To consider Biden's policy on Yemen some great moral achievement then is naivety of the highest degree. With the hackneyed excuse of protecting allies, the Yemeni crisis will continue forth, fueled in large part by American sanctions, American intelligence, and American weapons. It won't be the end of American hegemony, that's for sure. For a long time moving forward, Yemen will have to bear the cross of the war hawk's sins. And Biden, let the record show, is himself hardly a penitent.